It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get
7 minutes after the hour. Time for us to spend time, as we do each week, reviewing some of the important things going on in the world of conversation radio. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of great talk, lots of great information there for those of you who love the formatical scheme of the talk rather than music on the radio. Michael has become the recognized expert in the field of talk radio. Whenever there's an interview done, radio, television, about what's going on, the controversies surrounding some of the hosts and the topics, Michael's always first person that they always call. How do you like getting a call at 4 o'clock in the morning? Hey, Michael, did you hear what George Norrie just said? What do you have to say about that?
It's not quite that detailed, but I certainly am kind of like Batman, you know. They do call me up at all different times.
Batman and that Bat Kid. Isn't it interesting, by the way, as an aside, how stories like that get into the mainstream? Wonderful human interest story. I bring it to your attention because I want your comments on why those stories make it and why maybe there isn't more of it. We all hear people complaining that it's the same old stuff on a lot of talk radio programs. Why don't you tell us good stories about good things? And that thing sort of stands out this week as one of those good stories, doesn't it?
I missed what story you're referring to. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It is this youngster who was the Bat Kid. I think it was San Francisco, wasn't it, Michael? I think he was in San Francisco, and they wanted to bring him to the Oscars. And for some reason or other, his family and he showed up at the Oscars, and they didn't put him on. So it became sort of a big sideshow. Why didn't they put him on? Yada, yada, yada. And then you go back to the story about what he did. It was just kind of nice, warm. It was a warm and fuzzy. And maybe in general, I would ask you about warm and fuzzy being the focus of conversation rather than politics and anger and, you know, the things that people say they don't want to listen to, but yet that's what people keep doing. I'm sorry, go ahead, what'd you say?
If it's all warm and fuzzy, it would be without teeth. It wouldn't have any controversy. It wouldn't be, pushing the envelope in an exercise in free speech. It wouldn't have any influence over public policy, over politicians, over the social issues. So I don't agree that talk radio would be better if it was all warm and fuzzy. I think there's a place for sharp and hard and controversial and bold talk as well. But I think that in terms of as a genre of radio, there's room for the entire spectrum of human emotion, feelings, and activities through the spoken word. And some people get into a narrow rut because they only do what they do. And that's all they do. Sometimes that's all they're capable of doing. But no, I think that there's a need for tough stuff as well as soft and warm and fuzzy. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Well, what is the point? Why is it that stuff works? The bleed it leads mentality that a lot of news radio stations have with their news department. And that's basically when you get down to the things like TMZ and what they're all about, the focus on stars who founder. That it's just so negative. I guess it would be we'd have to delve into the understanding of the human condition in order. And I'm not looking for a deep psychology lesson here, but you do hear oftentimes people complaining that there's too much bad news being talked about. There are too many wise guys on the radio, that sort of thing.
Well, it's an interesting thing you bring up, because in countries where they have totalitarian dictatorships, historically, they usually have very good news. So, unfortunately...
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
If you study journalism indicates, and of course nothing is totally, you know, 100%,
right,
but for the most part, if you don't allow for and encourage the broadcasting or the publishing of bad news, you don't have a free press.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, you know, in like the old Soviet Union, Pravda was known for very good news. Everything was wonderful. The programs were working and things are going to get better. And they avoid negative news and statistics about crime and corruption and the economy not working properly, dissent, argument, controversy. These are things that are usually squeezed out of the news in countries where the government represses the news. So the bad news is that bad news is good news. I hate to say it, but I wouldn't want to be the guy that says, nah, let's just do good news. Because it might make people feel good, but it wouldn't be reality.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of people who have tried to do that, and if it was the exclusive diet, it didn't work. It's good to have it. I do a lot of it on my Monday through Friday program, but there still is a reason to get people, whether it's the in-your-face stuff, or, you know, people love the whole idea of that IRS hearing, for example, this week, and what happened between Mr. Issa and his Democratic colleague, Mr. Cummings. It just sort of set everyone, okay, you hear that? Did you hear those two guys going at it? Let's hear it. Yeah, that kind of stuff. People really, it was all over social media.
Yeah, well, I mean, the human being, the human species is a complicated animal, and we are capable of love, and we're capable of hate, we're capable of kindness, we're capable of terrible atrocities. It really is amazing when you study human nature, the capacity that our species has for good and for evil, for helping and for harming, for being friendly and nice and loving and kind, for being evil, for being, you know, unhuman. It doesn't end. And I certainly don't want to take it on myself to have the recipe for the proper way for us to communicate. But I do believe that talk radio in America at this particular time is a great channel for free speech. It's a great place for people to vent, to air grievances, to criticize the powerful, and to hear what their neighbors are saying. And in some cases, their neighbors are the talk show hosts themselves. So no, I think that this is about as good as it can get. We should not try to be what we're not, and we should definitely keep the First Amendment and free speech in mind at all times.
Speaking of that,
ultimately, what it's about.
Right. Speaking of that, that study the FCC was going to do about what's going on in newsrooms apparently is officially dead. I think that may have been misconstrued to a point, but still a bad idea.
Well, it was misconstrued, perhaps, but maybe not. The government, whether it's the FCC or Congress or the president, politicians love to have control over the media.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing they blame when things don't go well in their campaigns or things don't go well in their administrations is the media is not being fair. There is a knee-jerk reaction on the part of those in power to shut down those who might be critical. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea for the government to be doing a study of how newsrooms go about selecting their stories for the sake of understanding the field that they regulate. It's crazy stuff. You want me to do the big stories of the week?
We'll pause for a moment, then we'll have you do these big stories. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like
that.
Was good.
Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, it was sponsored.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here at Talkers.com. We'll go through now the top topics, the big stories of the week from number 10 to number 1. Michael?
Yeah, here they are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball exhibition season, NBA, NHL action, lots of sports. At number 9, U.S. marijuana policy. At number 8, people are talking about the Oscars and changes at MSNBC, programming changes. It's tied at number 8. The Texas primaries are number 7. Number 6 is a discussion about Obama's approval ratings dropping. At number 5, the IRS scandal. At number 4, the 2016 presidential race. At number 3, Israel-Palestinian talks. At number 2, criticism of Obamacare. And number 1, Obama versus Putin, tied with the Ukraine-Crimea unrest. That's the big story in the world today. And on the people survey, we have Ronan Farrow at number 10, number 9, Harry Reid and John Boehner, Matthew McConaughey and Ellen DeGeneres from the Oscars being talked about at number 8, number 7, John Cornyn and David Dewhurst, Lois Lerner and Daryl Issa at 6. At number 5, we have the crowd that are being talked about at the CPAC conference in Washington, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Jeb Bush. Hillary Clinton is number 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Lots of international stuff this week.
All right. MSNBC announced a broad shakeup of its daytime schedule. Joy Reid is given a permanent show of her own. Who the heck is she? I'm looking at some of these names here. These would be people that I would think would be known on talk radio. I don't know who this person is. Do you?
No, I'm not that familiar with her, but we certainly will be soon enough.
Yeah.
The MSNBC and Fox are involved in a big ratings battle and an ideological one, and I think MSNBC is trying to find their way. The cable news talk network channels live in a very, very competitive, high-pressure, stressful world, and they haven't found their way yet. CNN is the one that's having the biggest problems. Fox found its niche.
Yeah.
Seems to cruise along quite well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of these. Andrea Mitchell is gone. She doesn't, I mean, when you're thinking about who is there, mostly young people, younger people are on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell doesn't kind of fit because of her age, I guess. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Countdown for Good Day, or whatever, however you want to extrapolate what it is, whatever radio program I'm doing now, we have time for some extra input from some of our favorite hosts. Don't do a lot of conversation about sports here, but because of all the attention that's been given to the football concussion, something that's been a pet peeve of mine, I've been on it for about 3 years, urging people, parents especially, who have boys that may be interested in football to steer them away from it because of all the danger involved. And here's more proof of that. An excerpt from a radio program hosted by Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson, who are talking to the athletic trainer at LSU, a lady named Melissa Sorrells. She says the new helmets are not enough, which is what I've been saying for a year, are not enough to deal with the problems that young men will have playing football with concussions.
Mike Anderson of Mike Anderson Seafood used to play ball at LSU back in the late 60s, and he's now filed a lawsuit against the NCAA and the maker of the helmet over the headaches and things that he's gotten now because of all the batterings. And Melissa, we certainly didn't know back then what we know now about these head injuries, right?
Right.
So what? But still in a contact sport like football, you can wear any kind of helmet you want, and you're going to have concussions and head injuries, aren't you? I mean, you're just going to have.
You are. That is completely true. Helmets have actually gotten a lot better over the years. There's been a lot of research and development going into designing a new model that will help hopefully prevent the severity of a mild traumatic brain injury that could occur in sports, but mechanism of injury for an actual concussion is one that is probably going to be pretty impossible to solve just with a new helmet design.
Yeah, and I understand it with concussions. You can't always tell exactly, you know, that they've happened. You have players that are, you know, tough guy kind of guys, and they're going to run back
right
out there, and they probably
right
shouldn't sometimes.
Right, and that's where the education comes in and why it's so important for every athletic team to educate their coaches and their players and, you know, make sure that they have qualified medical professionals there to help, you know, guide this whole process.
Right, exactly, because and watching a lot of football, you see this happen. Now, when there is some sort of a head injury, any kind of a head hit, sustained. They pull that guy out, and you see him sitting on the sideline, just standing over the sideline. They're looking at their eyes. They're doing the, you know, the quick exam, because it's bad enough to get a concussion. It's even worse to get a concussion and go back into the game and get hit again. And that's what they try to avoid.
That is the problem. Once you sustain a concussion and you return to play too soon, and if you were to sustain another injury to the head in that, you know, particular time frame, you run the risk of developing a ton of, you know, really severe problems, including death, because your brain hasn't healed yet from the first blow. And this is why it's become such a big deal with adolescents and youth sports, because their brains aren't done developing in the first place. So if they were to, you know, sustain a concussive type blow and then go directly back into the game, this second impact syndrome is what it's called, would be more severe in that case. So that's why it's so important that, you know, you have a whole team and educate everybody about what's more important.
All right, so let me give you a little background into this from my point of view. I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio for 12 years, and I became aware of this when there were some problems there, and I started asking questions about helmets. I'm not a football player, never have been, don't know much about the game, don't care much about the game, honestly. What I care about, people and their well-being. It became obvious to me upon looking at all of this that the NFL and most of the other sports entities, whether it's college football or high school football, wanted to cover this all up because it would ruin college enrollment. It would kill, I mean, how many billions of dollars a year are made by football broadcasts on television, whether they're college or professional. But the bottom line is that what this lady said is 100% true. You can't prove, as a matter of fact, you can prove pretty much the opposite. It's very dangerous playing football, and the helmets don't help a bit. So maybe something for parents to keep in mind, right, if your child is interested in playing football. 28 after the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Vehicles with lots of miles can benefit from specially formulated oil. Fact. Yes, the aging process affects vehicular bodies, just as it does human bodies. Our parts wear and our valves harden. Same with your vehicle. Just think about the extreme heat, friction, and oxidation your engine is subjected to as it racks up miles and months. So if your vehicle's odometer tops 75,000, look for oil specifically formulated to revitalize, like Royal Purple's new HMX High Mileage Motor Oil. HMX is fortified with robust zinc phosphorus anti-wear additives and Royal Purple's Centerlec technology to minimize wear, revitalize hardened seals, and restore lost engine performance. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. A recent study indicates that increased ethanol consumption last year reduced wholesale gasoline prices by $1.09 per gallon nationally, saving the average American household $1,200. Go to ethanolrfa.org and key in CARD 2012 in the search bar. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable rent.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com features Kevin Bacon reprising some of his most famous movie roles. Pretty interesting to see four different Kevin Bacons all at once. So if you're into this very creative stuff, check out the creativity of it at DougSteffen.com. Matter of fact, our poll of all of the Kevin Bacon movies in the video today, which one is your favorite? Friday the 13th, Footloose, A Few Good Men, Apollo 13, or Hollow Man? I would tell you it would be A Few Good Men were it to be me picking. I thought that was one of the great movies, frankly. So you can check that out. Do our poll every day. It's nice to have your input into some of the issues of the day at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of the issues of the day, let's get back to some of them here. Russia, Ukraine, number one this week in terms of issues on the radio, on talk radio. So let's listen to a conversation in part excerpted from a host show hosted by a guy named Steve Simpson, who's here talking to Jessica Goliher, who's in the Crimea, about what's really going on. What's it like on the ground there?
Tell us what you're seeing and what's going on there this morning.
This afternoon, I've heard sporadic gunfire outside my hotel. This also is we're hearing that Russian-speaking troops have allegedly seized two Ukrainian missile defense battalions here. Kiev has yet to verify that report. Something also that's definitely of interest, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Spain today, and he said that the masses of Russian-speaking troops here in Crimea that have taken over several military installations, force the Coast Guard from their ports out into the Black Sea are not MACOs, so he cannot ask them to step down. That's a very important tidbit. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, as you mentioned, saying that there is no need for force in Ukraine. He also pulled back some 150,000 troops from Ukraine's border. Those troops were doing war exercises. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods.
So tell us, I mean, the fear here is that they're going to continue to push in maybe toward Kiev? I mean, is that the fear, the possibility?
Anything is possible at this juncture. And we're getting such confusing signals. I mean, for Lavrov to come out and say that the thousands of troops that are here in Crimea, Russian-speaking, are not from Moscow is a little suspect.
Yeah, right.
You have thousands of troops with the same outfits and the same machine guns. You know, what did they go to the Crimean general store and ask? I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. It's suspect. So people have just, I think there's a real fear because in the eastern part of Ukraine, a lot of them are Russian-speaking. There has been a huge PR push from the Kremlin showing a lot of footage on television that Kiev is now in the hands of anarchists, propagandists, and that Russians are not safe. So I think there's a lot of instability, and anything is possible. We just don't know. You know, every hour something else happens. Every morning we wake up and we scratch our heads. No one knows.
You know, we keep hearing about this possibility of sanctions, and I would suggest perhaps a probability of sanctions at this point by many in the international community. There is a real question, though, as to exactly whether or not they would be successful to any degree, certainly in Russia. And there is a report this morning that Vladimir Putin is asking the parliament to okay the possibility that if, in fact, there are sanctions, that they would go ahead and seize assets of EU and U.S. you know, companies that are there. So there's already a tit-for-tat going on in that respect.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I lived in Moscow for 5 years, and as a foreigner, when I first arrived, Dmitry Medvedev was president, and it was a very, very pro-Western situation. Now, as an international person living in Moscow over the years, they have really, really cracked down on international people. There's not so much of a need on foreign intelligence, meaning like they're a brain drain. Now that since the Soviet Union, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of need for different cultures and different ideas and to try to help shore up the economy and make Russia better. Now that's definitely changed. It's not as pro-foreign. And I know that's not exactly the PC word, but that's how they say it in Russian. So I think if there are sanctions, it's going to make it really, really difficult for the international people, the Western people that are already in Russia. And it's already been difficult for the past couple of years, but that will also not be a good situation.
All right. Let's move along from that perspective to another one coming from host Jim Scott, who here talks to military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel. Man, I haven't heard from him for a while, about the invasion itself and what can be done about it from his perspective.
The Ukrainian president said we are on the brink of disaster. Put things into perspective here, Colonel.
Well, of course, Russian forces have moved into that area, the Crimean Peninsula, and they're flying in reinforcements as well. And, of course, Putin, he says that he conferred with his parliament and he to use military force to protect Russian citizens in the Ukraine. And, of course, he cited that request in that request that the threat to Russian citizen military personnel based in the area, Jim.
He says things like that in Georgia a few years back. Remember that?
That's right, he did, and of course he took over that country as well. And of course, the Ukraine used to be part of Russia many years ago, and I think this is a power grab again by Putin. He's a very ruthless leader here. And of course, what can the U.S. do or the international community? Virtually nothing except maybe a call for international international people to provide economic support to Russia and the G7 nations, Jim.
Yeah, it's interesting how powerless people do seem to be. Now, there are some sanctions that the president could kick in. I think he's a little reluctant to do that. This is a bit of a test for this president, another test, isn't it?
It's another test. Putin's coming up head-to-head with Obama here and so far with Syria and some of the other international crises. Obama's dealt very weakly with it. Putin's flexing his military muscle. Obama met Sunday, Jim, with the national security team and called U.S. allies afterward and said the White House spokesman, Josh Ohner, said, of course, probably they're going to do much and not much more than just talk.
All right. So there may be a bit more reason to stick with us for a few more minutes. So coming up a little bit more on the Russian situation with the Ukraine, that's up next here. Continue to stick around with us. 19 before the hour.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. We're going to start off with a word today, and the word is afraid. And then we're going to begin to fill in the blanks. So what I'd like you to do is fill in the blank using the word afraid before it. What word are you going to be putting in front of it? I am afraid. Now I want you to think about all the things that you are afraid of. And I want you to make a list of them. And once again, if you have a pencil and paper, do it there. If you're driving, just do it in your mind. Because here's something very, very interesting. I guarantee that all the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. That's right. All the things that you are afraid of, you have never done. And the only reason that you are afraid of them is because you just fill in the blanks. So here's what I want you to do. Think about everything that you said that you were afraid of and find out why. Find out what makes you afraid. Then have the courage to overcome them. Then have the pleasure of getting them achieved and no longer being afraid. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
All right, let's get back to some of the action conversationally in the talk radio world for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Russia and Ukraine, the big item in the week of conversation. Here's host Scott Sands talking to Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio about why Ukraine matters to people who live in the United States.
Why is Ukraine of strategic interest to the U.S., or is it not?
Well, I think people ought to think very hard about this. The Russian military is second to ours globally, and the particular base we're talking about is her way out to the world, other than her ports in the north, along the Siberia, way up in the north, which freeze over, and there's all kinds of issues there. So this is the Black Sea. This is open. It's right near Greece, right near Turkey. And we should be concerned, first of all, now, because Russia has invaded a sovereign country. That's number one. Number two, Ukraine is, they'll fight, they have their own army, but in no way does their military match what Russia has. And so Russia is very arrogantly taking territory at this critical moment in Ukraine's history. And we have to be aware that Russia sends many shipments through that region, shipments that go to the Middle East, for example, and her supply lines to Syria with the current problems we're having in Syria, also oil.
It's not really an oil-producing country. It's more of a transit point for oil. Is that correct?
Right now, it's not a producing country very much, but we expect there will be natural gas there and so forth. But the pipelines to Europe go through Ukraine from Russia. So Europe still remains quite dependent on that source of oil and gas, and that's one of the problems to get Europe.
What should the Obama administration do to exert any sort of influence in this matter? Because some of Obama's past economic and political sanctions have really proven to be pretty impotent around the world.
Well, I think that they're proceeding correctly here in terms of mobilizing world opinion. Let the world see what Russia is doing. You know, we've just come off the Olympics, and who knows what somebody in Argentina or South Africa thinks about Russia at this moment, right? So let them see Russia now and what she is doing. So I think they're correct in letting world opinion gel. We have the UN. Russia is a permanent member of the Security Council. The Security Council, the UN, should condemn Russia for what she is doing. We should look at peacekeeping forces that can assist Ukraine if she asks for them. And I think NATO took a vote in Europe. I was very happy to see that. They basically gave Putin two choices, negotiate with the European Union or negotiate with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And then I think the question becomes, does Ukraine ask to become a member of NATO along with perhaps Georgia? One could think of scenarios where our NATO allies, including Turkey, would rise to the occasion.
Let's sort of wrap this discussion up with hosts John Zak and Susan Rose talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about Russia, Ukraine, and what he thinks Mr. Putin may have up his sleeve next.
We brought up the former Soviet Union. You know, it's sort of easy to make a comparison now and draw comparisons when you look at what Russian President Putin is doing and threatening in Ukraine, although he did say that he would begin a troop withdrawal. What do you suppose he's going to do next?
I think it's hard to say, and I think Putin himself may not know, because that troop withdrawal, I mean, they've been the masters at the bait and switch, saying one thing and doing something else. So events on the ground may dictate the next move by Putin. You know, in a recent press conference, he's talked about, you know, humanitarian assistance is what this is all about. There's propaganda in Moscow, for example, that 600,000 or more Ukrainians have fled into Russia from the Ukraine. All this, by the way, is untrue. And while he said they may back down, he certainly has also said that he will use additional forces if required, and has likened this operation to what the United States has done in Iraq, Afghanistan, with its allies in Libya, Kosovo, and said, well, if you can use military force, so can I.
These were his first comments. Any reason why he decided to speak out today on this?
Well, I think it was about time. At some point in time, he needed to speak out. Certainly, world leaders have spoken out about this. President Obama, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Merkel have all publicly spoken out. So he needed to make some kind of a statement at this time for domestic consumption as well as international consumption.
You know, Jeff, he had said that the Russian military exercises held near Ukraine's border were not intended to intimidate. Well, why then, if not to intimidate?
Well, the Russians had conducted a series of so-called snap exercises. We've seen those over the last year or so. They began actually in the Far East. So one could say that, you know, operational testing of one's military forces is fairly routine. There had actually been some rumors that an operational test like this was going to be conducted prior to the Olympics. But for a host of reasons, the Russians decided to delay that. Obviously, as the situation in the Ukraine deteriorated, this became an opportunity not only to conduct that test, but do it in a fashion that, you know, flexed Russian muscles, not only to the Ukrainians, but across Eastern Europe and around the world.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot?
Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other...
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
They spent quite a bit of time on the phone yesterday, but as of today, nothing has been resolved. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama, Russian President Vladimir Putin, the two of them talked for about an hour by phone yesterday. And no, they didn't spend an hour talking about how the Winter Olympics in Sochi went. Ukraine was the topic of conversation, with President Obama urging Putin to accept a potential diplomatic solution to the crisis there. Later on yesterday, President Obama, in a statement at the White House, said the U.S. and its allies are moving forward together to impose sanctions on Russia.
These decisions continue our efforts to impose a cost on Russia and those responsible for the situation in Crimea. And they also give us the flexibility to adjust our response going forward based on Russia's actions.
The State Department will impose visa restrictions on a number of officials and individuals who may have been complicit in threatening the sovereignty of Ukraine. On Capitol Hill, at a House hearing yesterday, Republican Congressman Ed Royce of California condemned the deployment of Russian troops into Ukraine's Crimean region.
The world has been speaking up, sending a clear message, and that message is that Moscow's actions over the past week are out of bounds.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel of New York suggested Vladimir Putin needs to get a few things straight.
President Putin must respect Ukraine's sovereignty and the right of its people to freely make their own choices and chart their own future.
For his part, President Putin thinks relations between Russia and the U.S. should not be sacrificed over the crisis in Ukraine. As part of that phone call with President Obama yesterday, Putin reportedly stressed the importance of the two nations working together to ensure world stability and security. Many would say he has a funny way of going about that. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawnfoot. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide. Plus, special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 62 points, closing at 16,422. NASDAQ slipped 6 points. S&P finished with a 3-point gain. Staples is closing more than 10% of its stores. The company announcing it'll close 225 stores in an attempt to save $500 million. Staples operates over 1,800 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Last year, it was held on April 1st, with tens of thousands running all over the White House lawn.
The Easter Bunny is here. Give Easter Bunny a big round of applause.
The president introducing the Easter Bunny at last year's White House Easter Egg Roll. This year, it'll be held on Monday, April 21st. And as in the past, the White House says there will be an online lottery to determine who gets free tickets. Entries for the lottery to be accepted from 10 a.m. Eastern Time today through Monday at 10 a.m. The lottery results to be available on March 14th. Speaking of the lottery, Mega Millions, the multi-state lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for tonight's drawing, $270 million. And finally, we all say weekends go much too quickly. This weekend will actually be shorter. It's spring ahead time when we push all of our clocks ahead 1 hour before going to bed tomorrow night as we welcome daylight saving time. Behavioral health specialist Jane Ehrman at the Cleveland Clinic says no doubt we will be tired next week after losing an hour of sleep this weekend. She has some suggestions on what to do next week to make up for it.
Get up and take a brisk walk in the middle of the day. That'll re-energize you. Or drink some water, because when you're better hydrated, you have more energy.
Take a walk, drink some water. Gotcha. By the way, these areas do not observe daylight saving time. A portion of Arizona, all of Hawaii, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. I think I have this all worked out so I won't lose an hour of sleep. My plan is, just before changing the clocks, to fly from the East Coast to American Samoa. Have a nice weekend. And remember to change those batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, too. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.